Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tawaka Ngubem. Today, we are discussing the introduction of a new gold-backed currency aimed at addressing hyperinflation and bolster trust in the country's monetary policies. But first, a look at what's happening in other parts of the world. In desert Namibia, invasive acacia trees are sucking up valuable groundwater. Farmers cut them down to make way for pasture for their livestock. Now, a company has found a novel way to use fungi to turn the cut down trees into eco-friendly bricks. Vitalio Angula has the story from Namibia.
Hilma Nashandi grows fungi at Mysoheb in Brakvater, just north of Namibia's capital, Windhoek. The company sells the mushrooms in retail shops, but the main product is underneath. The mushrooms, root-like mycelia, grow in a substrate of invasive acacia trees ground into sawdust.
So the mycelium in the substrate form a bond. Mycelium now behaves like a glue that is binding the substrates together as it feeds on it. Now you have more of like a block. So it will require some strength for you to like break it apart.
Workers press the blocks into square bricks. They are baked for 12 hours to increase their strength and durability and left to cool for another 24 hours before they are ready to use. Hafeni Tata is the supervisor of the brick making section at the Mysoheb project.
This is our finished product of extracting the brick. This is a very, very, very strong brick. It can weigh, its strength is about 35 MP, and it weighs about, as a finished product, it weighs about 13 kilograms.
The finished bricks are tougher than concrete, Mysoheb says. Gilbert Shava is an architect on the company's building prototype project. He says the bricks also provide good insulation, making them ideal for Namibia's hot summers and cold winters. Plus, he says, making them does not generate much planet-warming carbon dioxide.
So the advantages of this brick is that, the carbon footprint of the brick, when you compare with the traditional bricks, it doesn't consume a lot of, it doesn't have cement in, because the process of making cement, that's where you've got a lot of carbon emission.
Mysoheb says the government wants to get rid of at least 300 million tons of invasive acacia trees every 15 years. The company says it could turn those trees into bricks to help address the country's housing needs. Vitalio Angula, VOA News, Brakvater, Namibia.
Now back to Zimbabwe. Recently appointed Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, RBZ Governor Dr. John Mushayavanu today officially launched the new currency in Harare.
With effect from today, the 5th of April 2024, banks shall convert the current Zimbabwe dollar balances into the new currency, which shall be called the Zimbabwe Gold. Z, capital Z, small I, capital G, ZIG in short. To foster simplicity, certainty, predictability in our financial affairs. The new currency will co-circulate with other foreign currencies in the country. I've been seeing stories on social media, people saying the central bank wants to convert our nostro balances into ZIG. Nothing of that sort is going to happen. Certainly not under my watch. I don't believe in taking people's assets. The multi-currency regime is there to stay until 2030, as enunciated in the SI. And the ZIG currency is going to co-circulate in the economy with all the other currencies that we have been using.
That was RBZ Governor Dr. John Mushayavanu speaking in Harare this afternoon. Reacting to the new currency, the MDCT Finance and Economic Development Shadow Minister, Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada, says that changing currencies only will not stop hyperinflation in Zimbabwe.
Namzigorata wana munomu Zimbabwe ndire kuti mariedu taichinja kakawanda. Takambu iti e-bondi, tikazo iti RTGS, tikambu iti Zim dollar, kumashure uko tatine mamwe futiman zita ataipa mariedu. Tikuramba tisungu ipa mazita. Tichi ipa exchange rate. Yatinofungi zira kuti ndio paeno farangi iri. As exchange rate ye mari haipiwi ne reserve bank. E-market. Inofana kuisa pachikero kuti mari yenyu inorema sei yakakombewa ne US dollar. Saka ndo problem yandinayo nenyaya yekungochinja makarenzi musati maadresa mafundamentals chakonzeresa kuti musoro uteme chii kuti Zim dollar ishaye basa muno muZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti inflation haisi kukontroleka. Inyaya yekuti parallel market rate haisi kukontroleka. Inyaya yekuti hatina production.
That was MDCT Finance and Economic Development Shadow Minister Dr. Tapiwa Mashakada speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair Mr. Clemence Chidua says the new currency will stabilize the economy.
Zvino tavane mari yedu, and what is important is that let's embrace mari yedu. Mari yavapo, zvino the exchange rate is going to be determined by the market. Tinotenda zvikuru, ndiyo mari yedu yatovapo, takuenda mberi, imari yedu yaka supportwa ne gold, ma reserves aripo to defend our currency. Saka tinotarisira kuti going forward zvino vanhu tinenge takufokasa on production, not on speculation. Because as long as the exchange rate yedu it determinedwa ne market and it ne reserves akakwana to support the exchange rate hakuna ma movements anenge achiita isi tiri kutarisa kuti exchange rate yedu ngaive inenge yakadzikama. We are looking at a stable exchange rate.
That was Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair, Honorable Clemence Chidua, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic. Today, we are discussing the monetary policy statement and the introduction of a new gold-backed currency, the Zimbabwe Gold, or ZiG, by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. This follows the collapse of the Zimbabwean currency, which has changed names and forms over the years. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the phone by Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Budget, Finance and Economic Development Chair, Honorable Clemence Chidua. Welcome to the program, Honorable.
Thank you so much. Welcome, listeners.
And we are also joined by economic analyst, Professor Gift Mugano. Welcome to the program, Prof.
Thank you very much for having me. Also allow me to reflect on the Bochidua with online. Thank you.
I'll start with you, Prof. What's your take on the new currency in Zimbabwe?
My view is that the so-called new currency is not really a new currency because we have been having this kind of currencies since 2016. I'm saying this because I just want to raise a point, which I'm also hoping that my colleague, Honorable Chitua, who is in Parliament, can also take it into discussion, hopefully in Parliament and also in government. In 2016, I'll be very brief, where the bond note, which was backed by $400 million from Afro-Exim Bank, so it was a local currency backed by an asset being gold. And of course, we moved it to 2022, where we had gold coins and we had ZIG in 2023. So if you look at it, these were innovative kind of currencies which are being put in the market to try to stabilize the economy. And today we have ZIG, which is backed by gold and the US dollars at the tune of just, if I round it up, $300 million. Again, now what is my take? I will still see it failing. There are many factors which are at hand, but I will raise three. The first challenge is its acceptability in the market. As long as ZIG is not going to be used at the garages where we're buying fuel, as long as the ZIG is not going to be used at the passport office, at the schools where we pay our tuition fee for our kids, in the tax shops, in basic markets, then it fails on that point. Then the second point is issues of excessive liquidity from the treasury. Because the current narrative from central bank, even when they were presenting the mandate policy, they were saying that the reserves, which are enough, we are three times more than the reserve money in the bank. That is a fact, and I agree with it. But what is not being looked at, it's the liquidity coming from treasury when they are paying contractors and civil servants. And this money is used when they receive payments, they want to change it into U.S. dollars, and obviously for value preservation. And that is a market on its own, which can then upset the exchange rate. Even if the backup is there in the market, in the central bank, this will create a problem. My last point, I don't talk about production because we've over-talked about it. I want to talk about the informal sector, which is quite huge, over 70%. The informal sector has no formal rules. It uses its informal rules. It has its own in-court governor of central bank. It has its own bank called the Metris Bank. And it does whatever it wants there because of the history which we had of disappointment of the financial system and the policymakers. So they have created their own economy, which does not, they don't even understand the ZIG which we are talking about. They have their normal life there. They use the U.S. dollars. So that is a serious threat. And as long as we don't build confidence for them to be part of the mainstream, as long as we don't grow the economy to reduce the informal sector and formalize some, it's a journey that is very difficult to grow. So I'll stop here for now to allow others to come in.
Thank you, Prof. Honorable Chidua, you heard the issues that Prof. Mugano is raising. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, thank you so much, and good evening, Professor Mugano.
Evening, Honorable. How are you doing?
I'm well. Yeah, I managed to attend to the presentation of the new monetary policy statement, and I would do. Probably want to say, I think what was critical for us was to to look at what was the issue that we were trying to address. And I would want to specifically mention that the governor was very clear that we are looking at addressing price and exchange rate volatility. And why we are looking at those critical issues, it is because an analysis of the market is clearly showing us that people had lost confidence in the currency. People had no trust in the Zimbabwe dollar. And our currency, the Zim dollar, was not fitting the definition of a currency. We are looking at divisibility, we are looking at acceptability, and the general trust. So the monetary policy statement was an attempt to address those issues. Now, looking at the proposed visit, which is the Zimbabwe gold that has been introduced, why we have been having disparities between the official rate and the parallel market rate? It is because in order for us as a country to stabilize our currency, we should produce. When we are producing, the export earnings are the ones that are going to support our currency. But unfortunately, when it came to the determination of the price of our currency, we had multiple equilibrium. Professor, you mentioned the existence of a money print in formal sector. Surely that sector, it has got its own governor and its own rights. But what was exacerbating the situation was, we were somewhat managing the exchange rate. But now, the monetary policy statement is saying the exchange rate is going to be determined by the market. And I think that one is a plus. Because there is no way we will continue to determine the exchange rate outside what is coming from the fundamentals. So if the rate is now coming from the market, at least we will deal with the problem of arbitrage. And I think this is a positive.
Thank you.
The other issue that is the...
Thank you, Honorable. Rekaiti mboku batai mromo mbichana pane pinda oparu nare munozo endera mberi. Alo, kola... Alo?
Hello?
Ye, unjani mfo wetu?
Ai,
siyaphila. Ye, lingenile kuhlelo mfo wetu Mthabisi. Unga jikala pana awa kwa mazwi, ukubona njani konke lokhu okwemali entsha eZimbabwe?
Ye, okwemali entsha eZimbabwe siyabona, kodwa sikazinaso isiqiniseko sokuthi leyo mali ilesisindo esingakanani uma ikhona elizweni.
Pho Liza, iyamukela na imali leyi?
Ye, okwamanje sizoyamukela inikezwe lezi iy'nsuku for 6 months sibona ukuthi imali yakhona isebenza kanjani, ngoba okwamanje asisathembi lutho luphuma khona sephezulu kumlangapho.
Hhayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo mfowethu.
Hhayi, siyabonga sibona.
Honorable Chiduwa, tichidzoka kwamuri. Yeah. Tine urombo titambokumisai apo. muchiri kuendera mberi pane vafona vanga vachitaura zvekare nyaya yataura na Prof Mugano ye acceptability ye currency inova nyaya yamambotaura zvekare ye confidence yevanhu kuti ichagamuchirwa sei nevanhu. Nemaonero enyu ndezvipi zvasiyana nedzimwe mari dzakambovapo muZimbabwe zvichaita kuti vanhu vange vachigamuchira mari iyi, uyezve pane matanho amaona here ari pamonetary policy kuti achabatsiridza kuti vanhu vange vachiigamuchira?
Ndinotenda iyeyo ndo nyaya huru. Confidence building haiitiki nezuva rimwe, and munoziva kana vanhu vakambotsva mavoko avo kushure vanenge vachingoti nonga zviya zvakamboitika zvinogona kungodzokorereka futi. Asi inini tangaona kuti chinogona kubhudha confidence ndechekuti kana mabhenki edu ariwo ava kushanda zvakanyanya pakunga nerate pasina kuti rate inenge ichiitwa necentral bank, ndokunga tinogona kutibatsira. Chimwe chatatichitarisira kuti monetary policy statement yanga ifanira kunge yataura nezvayo ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuti akata mari yake kubhenki, kana ndikati ndoda kundotora 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 yangu ndofanira kundotora. Handifaniri kuti ndikaenda kubhenki ndondonzi nhasi wakutora 1,000 mangwana wakutora 500. Zvinofanira kubvumitswa kuti vanhu vatore mari nokudhipozita mari yavo pasina kumuitirwa. Ende tinotarisirazve kuti mainterest rate avataura kuti kana vanhu vaitawo mari mumabhenki avo inofanira kuwanavo ichibereka, then machajisivo ngadzike pasi. Ndo zvavataura kuti marate emachajisi acho anenge akusvika kuma12% asingatarisiwa na12%. Saka ndinoona kuti izvozvo zvinogona kutibatsira kuti pave neconfidence. Asi confidence building haitiki nezuva rimwe. Tinotarisira tichienda ikoko sezvataurwa na vamugano kuti nyaya iripo yakakosha ndeyeproduction. Kana tikaita production tichiita kuti pave neconfidence, zvinogona kutibatsira kuti nyika yedu iende mberi.
Tinotenda Honorable Chiduwa. Regai timbotora vamwewo zvekare vapinda parunhare. Vamusara Makadi. Hallo. Tinofara. Tiri kuona mari itsvai yauya, imiwo muri kuigamuchira sei ikoko?
Ya tikutarisirawo kuti pamwe nyika yedu ingavawo nechenji iri nani.
Muri kuona ichigona kudzikamisa here nyaya dzemareti idzi dzanetsa muZimbabwe?
Ya ndoiyo chishuwo changu yana ndichitarisirawo kuti pamwe vanga vaone something chinochinja mukati menyika yeZimbabwe, tikakwanisawo kuvaone mabhengi wete tichipawo mari dzedu woko kuberekawo Zimbabwe woko.
Aiwa, tinotenda vamasara kuti mapindawo muchirongwa. Regai tinzwe kuti vamwewo vanoiona sei nyaya iyi. Tidzokere kwamuri Prof Mugano. Tiri kuona apa Honorable Chiduwa vachitaura nezvenzira dzaiswa kuti inge ichigamuchirika mari iyi, kana kuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nekufamba kwenguva. Imiwo munoona sei nyaya yekugamuchirika kwemari iyi, Prof?
Tinotenda. Ndinoda kuwirirana nezvataura Honorable Chiduwa. Chokwadi, mari ikakwanisa kuti tikapinda mubhengi toidiposita mangwana toida toiwana, chinhu chakanaka. Handina chanda kuwedzera kana kutapudza. Regai ndingowedzera pamusoro pane zvichida kuti vazotorawo sezvo vari mugovernment. Chikuru chinofanira kuitwa zvakare ndechekuti munhu anofanira kuita access mari mubhank tichichinja mari zviya. Ndida kuwedzera pekuti tikadiposita tinikwanisa kuizoitora. Asi ndichida kutengawo foreign currency gift Mugano, ndinofanira kufamba kupinda mubhank ndotenga foreign currency yangu sezvo handinoita kumusika mutema uko. Izvozvo nekuti retika yaizwa open, and toda kutenda governor nenzira iyoyo yevatora kuti taakuita open my exchange rate. right, they are actually controlled, right, early, but right. That's a very good move. I think I cheat the background. In a good team, so I can't believe a foot in 20 February, but you do want to go to 2019, but then produce in the bank market. My bank account, I'm second, wherever I get it, you go to Avana Guzo implement in the bank market. This I found out is the good my bank as I know it. I couldn't have one in Maria Gawande foreign currency. One is showing I think I have a structural challenges. So, government, our central bank, and we have seen that without the honorable to do our own government. Rather, we have to say that we have feedback within the government structures. Could it come to the euro? It's a career. The good thing is that we have been in the amount. So, now we think of foreign currency, but there are fees who are South Africa or cooking a cookie. Don't you, Mamma, here? Can I go Benang, Mariang, do that foreign currency? You're going to change it to the same with Zimbabwe. Don't you my foot? Do you need a black market? So a black market, yeah, black market, yes, yeah, ready yet.
Tinotenda.
Actually, we're able to get the money.
Tinotenda, Prof. Mgano, regaiti, pe honorable, chidua, mkano kuti va pindurewo zvekare apo tisati tapendera chirongwa honorable chidwa mainzwa nyaya yauya na prof mukano uyezve imwe nyaya iri kushungurudza vakawanda ndeyekuti mari iyi zig ichange ichitendera here vanhu kuti vange vachitenga zvinhu zvinenge fuel vachibhadhara mapasipoti nezvimwe here zvabuda pachena here pabuditswa monetary policy zvi honorable
The guy we can get is a significant way, and I think he had our one approved. He had our one processor, very thing at Okutaura, but he passed a banga. There could be a community financial intermediation. There could be a particular financial inclusion. It is quite a quantity of one amicana. You could quantum to the money. A significant one. Kuwa mitika ndi wayakati wane mapenji. Nasi gave na redu lata ura statement yukuti not under my watch. 13 times. Tawanga wakituli tenda statement. Ende tunuta nizira kuti wakata kuti market mwe ne discipline. Zvi giri mwe ranzi 1 brick is equal to 1 milligram ye gold. But 1 milligram ye gold price yayo inotitumenwa in the international market. Zvoreva kuti zigredi rinenge richitongowana price yaro from the price yegold. Saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti mavariations anogona kuitika anenge asina kunyanya zvoita kuti vanhu vachikonzendeta panyaya dzeproduction. Saka isu mubvunzo uyoyo wakunzwa nemedia kuti zvino kana zigi richashanda kwese here zigi rinofanira kushanda kwese kundotenga fuel kundobhadhara mafees so zvandaita wana profesa rive neacceptability asi kuti currency ibvumiwe inyaya yeconfidence inyaya yetrust saka isisu tiri kuti tikangorasika panyaya yeconfidence netrust zigi rinorapiwa remarket saka isu tiri kutarisira kuti zvataurwa ndezvinofanira kunge zvichibvumiranwa tiri kudiwa ndechekuti masolutions to our situation, not the one. Let it be stakeholder driven. When we start out with the Takada in the Nika, and I think that it's about you will share the question, you want to make the Kwanda Mutu say that the chief is
created.
The basket ever carries the Israel by Iriko.
Tinotenda honorable nguva dzedu ndo dzati manyei. Let me take this opportunity to thank you Prof. Mukano and honorable Chidau for coming Chidua for coming on the program. Signing off and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Chabokang Nube.